when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for hanging on. For you Blood River Radio family members who are just coming on, if you missed the Dynamite first hour, but you will be able to go back and get it on our archives. Hopefully they'll be up by in the morning. Depends on how things go. But they will be there. But anyway, who do we have on? We have our brother, Alfred the Lionheart Schaefer. Yes, we do. He's on. And we have Monica Braveheart Schaefer. But Alfred, just in case you're just coming on, Alfred just recently got out of prison. It was his second time to go to prison. And before we go further, especially if people that are not familiar have been listening to Blood River very long, I would like for Brother Alfred to tell our audience just how Penny Annie, a thing that the supposed crime he's supposed to committed, and he spent several years in prison and had to go back again for 6 months. And people, don't think this cannot happen to you. Sister Monica pointed out a case about a couple in Georgia who have been there. They were arrested. They were there was a married couple. This husband and the wife each had to post a $30,000 bond apiece for simply littering, for trying to spread the truth of the so-called Hula hoax and who completely controls with an iron fist, not just the United States, not just Germany in the UK, but the entire Western world. But if Brother Alfred will, if he will give the people a paragraph or two, let them know why he went into prison the first time, why he went into prison the second time. And I want you to know, there was no crime. They did it because he tried to get the truth out about the poisons as well. And I'm going to shut up after this. Like Sister Monica says, the linchpin lie, the greatest lie in the history of civilization, I think, going all the way back to the Garden of Eden, is this so-called Holocaust. And like Sister Monica says, it's the linchpin lie that holds all other lies together. That's why the poisons of the well are so paranoid, so afraid that lie ever gets busted, that their power will be ended forever. So if you will, Brother Schaefer, yeah, tell the people about this horrible crimes you committed and why you had to go into prison for two times, if you will.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, thanks. Okay. I'll just be very brief with my explanation because then I want to explain something that's a bit more important. I was in there because I showed how high my dog can jump. And they called that a Nazi salute, but I just showed how high my dog can jump. And I did that, and that got me 4 years. Actually, initially, like my sister and I were on trial for Holocaust denial and all that nonsense, but they realized that lie is true. So they start looking for symbols and so forth that will blah, blah, blah. You know, it's so infantile, it's so insane. So that was... it's a long and complicated story, but what I want to get into is
I'll just interject there just before you do go on, please, there. But okay. Hold your thought, Alfred. Hold your thought. Like, I mean, I know you're. It's funny. I have to laugh. You're trivializing how they. Okay, they all know that lie is true. Well, they do, in effect, know that lie is true. But how they demonstrated it—that's another matter. They demonstrated that they know the lie is true by making our defense illegal. Yes, that we were not permitted to bring our defense statements nor witnesses into the trial. And in fact, there are several cases, probably many cases by now, of lawyers going to jail for doing their job too well in previous cases of so-called Holocaust denial crimes. So that's how they demonstrate that they know the lie is true. They make evidence illegal. So that's in a nutshell. I just wanted to throw that in. But carry on, Alfred.
Okay, good. Now I want to tell you a little, that sort of a big picture of the hollow hoax, what they are trying to do with that, and the money scam. You see, the Jews have managed to steal and just mass murder, through mass murder, theft, deceit, everything, steal all the money in this world. And the money is supposed to be a placeholder for real value, but but they are destroying all real value. But now to try to get away with this stolen money, they're trying to convert the monetary debt that the world has to these Jews into a moral debt. The monetary debt based on theft and murder, mass murder, and the moral debt of, we're not supposed to know that they stole all that money from us. No, we're supposed to crawl on our knees because we allegedly gassed 6 million of these little parasites. You know, I mean, it's so pathetic. It is so beyond anything that if you came from another planet and saw what was going on this Earth, you would say, God help these people. They either get out of this infantile scam or they deserve to die. Okay, that's all I can say. Now, I want to also go into the obligations I had in the year that I was out after my four-year sentence and before my 6 months. I had to go once a month to the police station to tell them, hello, here I am, you know. I had to go once a month to see a parole officer, you know, or a probation officer, whatever you call these guys. And I also had to see these people, they say, exit out of the extreme right. And, I mean, it was so insane. But these people are actually quite enjoyable to talk to. And they actually visited me in my, when I was in prison in Landsberg now, the last 6 months, and they came to me as a man and a woman, and they says, if I have now got sound judgment, in German it says, ob ich Einsicht habe, in other words, do I see that I've, you know, I have sound judgment now? And I says, yes, I certainly do. And I say, I will never, ever do anything that constitutes aiding and abetting a crime. I will never be an accomplice through silence in a crime. I will never do anything that would fit into the obstruction of justice category. And I will, and failure to render assistance. For example, if you see some child drowning in a lake and you just say, you sort of walk the other way because you don't want to get your fingers wet, that's called failure to render assistance. I says, I will never make myself, allow myself to become guilty of these crimes. And if you have blots of toner on paper or blots of ink on paper that you call laws that are all self-contradicting and you want me to do this or do that, then that's not my problem. That's your problem with blots of toner. But I don't concern myself with that. And then I went on and I told them the little pilot story that Monica told me about, the woman that she knows who had a couple of sons. One was a pilot and was supposed to get vaccinated and refused, and so he got fired from the job. The other son took the vaccination, and he's dead already now. And then the airline company went to the fired pilot after a while and says, I'm sorry, but we need unvaccinated pilots because the pilots that are vaccinated are just a risk as pilots. They seem to get sick in the air. Please come back for less work and more money. Please, please come back. You know, on their knees, they went back and begged him to come. And I told these people, exit out of the right. I told them, do you think that this woman and the airline company and all the people involved in this story, they might have been non-political before, but now they have been turned from non-political couch potatoes into terminators, what this problem is concerned. So this is happening everywhere. Everywhere. People are being turned from couch potatoes into terminators, understanding what the problem is. Do you want to be on the wrong side when this goes through? And believe me, when this goes through, you are going to have a whole different set of bosses than you do now. And then I offered them to do, I said, please tell your superiors that I want to do them, I want to give them a presentation about the bad programming that they have been subjected to. And then when I got out of prison, I got a letter from the authorities, one of these yellow letters, and I just laughed. I almost peed myself reading this thing. They're telling me since there's no hope for me to become a good zombie, I don't have to visit these people anymore. So that's why I say they're hoisting the white flag. They're surrendering. We have to grab the moment. We have to grab the moment that we're in and move forward. And then that's one more thing I wanted to say, and then I'll stop.
Oh, we get to a break, Douglas. We've got to get to our first break in the second hour. We'll come right back when we come back here. But they say, you're polluting them. You're converting them. That's why they had to get the hell get you out of there. Be right back, folks.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Come in the morning. Smells like victory.
Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Ooh, they're red, white, and blue.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I am so excited. It's just a wonderful time to be the Bombardier, a wonderful time to be with Blood River Radio. We have the dynamite, absolutely dynamite family members on tonight. We're going to go right back to Brother Alfred, and as soon as he gets through with his last point, the bell cow herself, Sister Nancy, has been hanging on patiently. We're going to bring her in because I'm sure she'll have some comments and some questions for Brother Alfred. So go ahead, Brother Alfred. Finish that point you were trying to make, Brother.
Yeah, I wanted to just say, I know that, like, for example, my wife at the beginning when we were waking up together, and she often said, God, I'd love to be able to participate in these dialogues, but I just don't know enough. I don't feel secure enough and so forth. And that's what keeps a lot of people from getting involved because they don't feel they have high standards or they think they have to meet before they can start. But I say no. Every single person, every single hero in our civilization started off as a little crawling baby on the on the floor. I mean, the Olympic runners, their first steps were actually on their hands and knees as a little baby, and they'd bump into the tables and bump into chairs. Maybe they pick up a black eye here and there. We have to, but they just start somewhere, and every single attempt to get better and better, you learn and you take things, you know, you get an injury here, but that'll help you for the next battle. And this, we have this monster that we're fighting. Everyone has to make their first step, engage the system. You might not always come out like you want, but you might get some injuries, but this will help you the next time and the next time and the next time. And then once you make that first step, that first move, there's no going back. And we all have to make that first step at some point. And if you haven't made it yet, make it now. Like, just start. Start anywhere. And that's what I wanted to say. That was it.
Well, Sister Nancy, you've been in this movement a long, long time. The bell cow herself. Just for us to educate or to help our younger listeners to respond, and to Brother Alfred said that even the greatest Olympic runner started off just crawling, and he's so right. How did you, Sister Nancy, you've been in the movement for years, 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 in response to what Brother Alfred said, how did you get started, and do you have any advice? Along with Brother Alfred has advice, he gave some advice. How did you get started in the so-called movement, and okay, what advice do you have for our younger people? Go ahead.
Well, anyway, welcome back home, Alfred. I'm honored to be on a program with you and your sister. You are my hero and heroine, and I just think it's wonderful that that you're standing tall. I have to go back probably to my father, who worked in the federal government under FDR, and he was awakened to the influx of liberal Jewish lawyers under FDR and the negative decisions that Roosevelt made. My father was actually raised in Washington, D.C., but we are Kentuckians by birth because my grandparents were Kentuckians. And so after the war was over, they all came back to our homeland in Kentucky. I think that my father had always was somewhat interested in politics. I don't think that my parents, either one of them, had ingrained in me any anti-Black or anti-Jewish bias, but they were both very loving people and very generous people, and only when the forces of the civil rights movement came in, I think we all became much more digging our heels in to fight this imposed integration with the Blacks. That was one thing. My father made a few comments about his experiences with Jews in Washington, D.C., which were not good. But I think basically I was lucky enough to travel. And after I graduated from college, I worked for a year and took off on my own and traveled in Europe and worked in Europe. And that was a good exposure for me. I'm not saying that that is what opened my eyes to all of the problems that I got involved, the various issues I've been interested in. I do remember being very concerned about Ernst Zundel. This is about 35 years ago when he was being prosecuted in Canada so many, many years ago. And even back at that time, I was writing right-wing prisoners back then. So I guess I've just, it's been something that has been something I've always been interested in, and I've done a lot of reading. And one of the things I have to say to the listeners is that I am so lucky that I lived long enough to learn about what was really going on in the Second World War and to be able to say without any embarrassment that Adolf Hitler was one of the greatest men who ever lived. I'm honored that I was able
to... I'll second that. I agree with that.
Absolutely.
That I lived long enough and studied enough on my own to understand what Adolf Hitler was doing and what he was, what he confronted and who he was fighting and who our enemy is today, still today. But I would say this, my opinion, Alfred and Monica and little Eddie, is that there is an awakening going on today about the insidious and evil satanic Jews. And that has been brought up because of Gaza. And I've been fired up about Gaza. I've been very upset about what's been going, the genocide in Gaza. A lot of the young people in America today realize that Israel is not our ally. Israel is our enemy. And this so-called president of ours has no power whatsoever against Netanyahu. He's just a stepping stool. We're just a tail that gets wagged by the Jews. And I am very encouraged when I see these young people in the streets protesting against what's going on in Palestine. I mean, basically in Gaza. And I did that myself probably about 10 years ago. That was another issue that I was made aware of. But I feel like there is one young fellow here in the neighborhood who I have encouraged to wake up about the Jewish control. And I think he has taken it seriously. How many people I've influenced, I don't know, because it's really hard to say. But I will agree that people have to take the first step, and that's the hardest step. Even for me to come on this radio program, Eddie had to force me.
It was hard. You really didn't want to. You know what? I'm glad you mentioned that, because in the beginning, I didn't think I was ever going to be able to get you to come on. But since you've come on, you've been a stalwart. That's why we named you the bell cow. You outworked me, that's for damn sure. You work circles around me.
Well, that's
I didn't
easy.
Want to interrupt you, but I had to comment that, because you're the bell cow.
That's easy to do. Well, let me give my regular weekly thing, and then we'll see what Alfred's opinion is on these things. But I always do a weekly tar and feathering, and I've picked this little fool called Kid Rock. I guess he's some kind of a middle-aged rock star. And he says, in order to get these few Jewish, poor, pathetic hostages out of Gaza, that they have to bomb Gaza and kill between 40 and 50,000 Palestinians, and that'll be the solution. So I call Kid Rock an absolute fool, and he needs a lot of tar and feathering. And the heroes of this week will be the couple in Georgia who were arrested in November for so-called littering. And I told my brother today, have you ever seen anybody ever arrested for littering or ever even fined for littering? I mean, people litter all the time. And so, of course, of course, there's a reason why they're worried about littering. It has nothing to do with littering. It has to do with the content of what this couple is distributing. Littering is just a sideline. They've got 302 charges of misdemeanors against this couple. So we have to consider this as just another knife blow to our rights. I mean, this is a bitter blow to our rights. Originally, it came out of Florida, but it looks like this couple did distribute in Florida and also in Georgia. And what they were doing was they had some literature from the Gorm Defense League and probably some other material that they were distributing in plastic bags, which either had corn or maybe had some kind of weight of pebbles or something. And I don't see how you can distribute anything any other way, because you can't put anything in the post office, in a postal box, because they would fine you for doing that. You could put it in the door if it would stay in the door. So this is the only real alternative. But littering is actually just a joke. It has nothing to do with littering. And I want to pitch out one other thing. I think it's kind of funny. Jan Lampras sent me some information that the Israelis are bringing in thousands of Africans to be their agricultural slaves from Malawi and Kenya. Of course, they're going to pay, I guess, these countries to bring these agricultural workers in. But my question is, what is going to be the outcome of this with these black Africans running around in Israel? How is that going to work out for them?
With Sister Nancy, before we go to the break, we talked about that, and I said they'll have a Martin Luther King with a rise there, and then they'll have their own Lincoln to come down there to force those Italians down on those Jews' throats. They'll get away with their slavery. Those Jews will have to start holding their own cotton. People will be right back after this quick break. We'll go right back to Sister Ash. We'll be right back, folks.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. If you get COVID, you don't have to lock yourself away for 5 days. The CDC changing the guidelines, but you should still stay at home and away from others at least 24 hours after symptoms get better and you don't have a fever without medication. The CDC said during those 5 days after you are feeling better and without a fever, you should still wear a mask, keep a distance from others, get tested, and wash your hands or use hand sanitizer. President Joe Biden said the U.S. is reaching out with help for the people of Israel and Palestine in the Gaza Strip.
In the coming days, we're going to join with our friends in Jordan and others in providing airdrops of additional food and supplies.
He talked about what he called the tragic and alarming event in North Gaza on Thursday, when more than 100 people died as they rushed food aid trucks and Israeli forces who were guarding those trucks opened fire. Michelle Traconis, who stood trial in connection with the disappearance of Jennifer Doulos, her live-in boyfriend's estranged wife, has been found guilty on all counts. Jennifer Doulos, a Connecticut mother of five, disappeared on May 24th of 2019 during a custody dispute with her estranged husband, Fotis Doulos. Her body has never been found, but the judge did declare her legally dead. Fotis Doulos died by suicide in January of 2020, weeks after he was charged in Jennifer Doulos' murder. Prosecutors allege that Fotis Doulos killed his estranged wife in her garage and had his girlfriend, Traconis, help him clean up the scene and dispose of garbage bags in various dumpsters around Hartford. She will be sentenced May 31st. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is Attorney Jason Ruff, General Counsel of the Knights Party, based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Well, dear Sister Bell Cow, the Bluegrass Buzzsaw, we're going to go right back to you, and I'm sure you'll have a few questions after you get through with your narrative to our brother Alfred. So go back to you, Sister Bell Cow.
Okay, Eddie, and basically my question would be, what do you think about this uprising all over the world, protesting against the Jews? Don't you think that will be advantageous? That some people, I mean, will it have an effect? That somehow, I'm hoping it will. I think this is the first time that there's been these major protests in Louisville, but in the Congress. They've been outside of Blinken's home. They've been protesting everywhere, Europe and Paris and London and million people. It's just been unbelievable. To me, this is an awakening of the young people, basically, not the Zio Christians. I guess they're going to still keep on hoping for bombing of the Palestinians. But it looks to me like it might wake up some people, Alfred.
Yes, this is the ignition of a storm the likes of which this earth has not ever yet seen. And I believe firmly this is Judea's last stand, last battle. Because once people have been jolted out of their complacency, and this seems to now be jolting them out of their complacency, and then they will start to connect all the other dots. And then the rage will be something similar to, and I did this test in the prison a number of times. It was a role play. And I would ask the people, let's just say you found out that somebody had raped your little daughters, 3 years old kind of thing, give her candies to spread her legs kind of thing. And then you find out, this was a role play, and I says, it was me. And then you confront me with that, and I demand money from you because my penis is sore. Do I live longer? Do you have sympathy with me, or do you kill me right on the spot? Now, they had to hold back not to kill me on the spot because that's how furious they were, but they remembered it was a role play, and I congratulated them for being, they're still real men. Now, the mm-hmm. Jews find themselves in this situation right now. The reward that how the Jews thank the Americans for bombing Germany back into the Stone Age in 1945 in a divide and conquer of the European peoples was they presented them, not only did they kill John F. Kennedy as he was starting to wake up, and not only did they try to sink the USS Liberty, but then they did a little 9/11, and that wasn't enough. Then they inject all the people, particularly the white people, with vaccines, death shots. Mm-hmm. Once they realize that what they're doing in Gaza, the Jews are showing their real face. They have taken mm-hmm. off their mask. So now we right. know who the enemy is, and God help anybody who is going to be a shield for the Jews. Then they will find out what the purpose of shields are, namely to take the first blows. That's the situation we have now, and that is a good situation for us. So that's why I'm quite happy these days.
I agree. That sounds good to me too. I'm happy to see that people are really opposed to what is going on and showing up in the streets and repeatedly doing this. But I'm also ashamed. Of course, I'm totally ashamed of America. I think America is really it's a losing nation. I'm embarrassed not only because of Biden, but because of the position almost all of our politicians have taken to support this no good, evil, satanic Israel. It is just Oh, I don't even know how to explain it. I'm just so furious over what's going on.
I'd like to add one point in there. All the politicians, without exception, almost without exception, you might find one here or there, but almost all the politicians we see on television who are reading us our laws and so forth, hardly anyone gets beyond a certain point without them being completely... they have raped little children in front of a camera, sort of thing. That's what mm-hmm. Epstein and all these people. Their job is to make these people. They have to be controllable. They don't go past a certain point if they don't have something with which they can be kept in check with, in line with. The Jews say it in their protocols and so forth. They say, oh, everybody has a dark spot in their little history, and we know how to use this little dark spot. So that's why you will not find any good people in politics in our situation right now.
You know, Brother Alford in Cincinnati, Cynthia, we have a black, she was black, she was a congressman, Cynthia McKinney.
Oh, I know her. She was one of the few good people, yeah.
She said that, what you're right, what she said, she was in office, a week, and she got this little visit from the Chosen Knights, and they informed her that they had these papers for her to sign. She had to sign this agreement that she would never say anything negative about Israel, that she would never take sides yeah. against Israel. She would yeah. always be a cheerleader for Israel. And they're sure they would work together, and she would sign these papers and adhere to these rules and regulations, that she would go a long way. She'd be in Congress as long as she wanted to. Well, she wouldn't sign it, so that's when her misery started. But she said, here's what she said. Every senator and every congressman that comes into the United States House there in Washington, D.C., they are visited by members of the ADLs and all these other people, these Jewish organizations, and they were given these papers. And if they don't sign them, there's hell to pay. Back to you, Sister Monica.
She was at the breaking of the she was on one of the ships that went in years ago to try to break the blockade of Gaza, which was about 10 years ago. She was on one of those ships, so I commend her, black or yep. white. She's got guts. But, Eddie, I tried to call you about something today, and I don't know if you've heard about this or not, and this applies to Germany. There was a secret message that was allegedly copied that said that I don't know if he's president or prime minister, Olaf Scholz was negotiating with another German, that they were possibly preparing to send missiles to destroy or damage the Crimean Bridge. I mean, what in the world is going on? It look like we're ready to tip into a nuclear war, and I'll bet you that America is behind this thing with Germany, because we own Germany, basically. We own the German politicians, and it's Olaf Scholz. He never said a daggone word about the blowing up of the Nord Stream 1 and 2 that I ever heard, and he knows that America did it.
Yes. Of course, I've even known more about this. That I've heard that Germany, economic-wise, they have really paid the price for the destruction of those Nord Stream pipelines. And the question is, many other people besides ourselves, why, for God's sake, are the German people putting up with the demolition of their economy, the destruction of their borders that no longer exist? Why are they putting up with all this, watching their country implode, to try to stay alongside with this Jewish control Ukraine? So, do you have yes. an answer for that, Alfred? I think it's probably a rhetorical question. But are the German people not rebelling against that?
Nobody has been beaten down on their knees as savagely and as the Germans have been. But that is changing now. And as people come out of this condition of forced crawling on their knees, they are furious. And that's what's happening now. And going back to your Cynthia McKinney thing before, it was Paul Findlay, I think, she was working with him a little bit, and he wrote that book, They Dare to Speak Out. It was one of the first books I read about this entire problem. And these people are heroes of mine. Paul Findlay, Cynthia McKinney, and. But anyway, back to what you're talking about, Schultz there and these missiles and so forth. I think Putin gave them until March 11th or something to explain their treachery kind of thing. So yeah, we are. The Jewish agenda is, in fact, the nuclear destruction of Europe, as the Germans in particular, and then the Europeans will be wiped off the face of this earth.
Yes.
And then they will have their utopia. That is the agenda that they are trying to install with these moves.
You know, it's always been the same story for hundreds of years, if not thousands of years. The Jews, they are absolute masters because they get their intelligence from their father, the devil, who's supernatural.
Yes.
They're masters. The game plan never changes. It's always the same place. They pit one white nation against another white nation. They have a white brother against white brother.
Yes.
We'll come back to that. So we come back to this break, people. Hang on your seats. Don't go anywhere.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Here, Blood River Radio family, I cannot believe we're almost at the end of this second hour. We're going to go back. Sister Monica is going to lead a question. She's going to ask Brother Alfred a question that was about a subject we were just talking about. Go ahead, Sister Monica. Address that question to Brother Alfred.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Eddie. So recently it came to my attention that there were like a million Germans in the streets counter-protesting against those brave Germans who were actually standing up. I believe the issue was against all this mass migration, like open border policy. So the million that were supposedly counter-protesting this, these are the lefties, right? The ones who are very indoctrinated, and they're saying, oh, no, if you know, we don't want another Holocaust, like this kind of hysteria, because whenever you start to say, hey, gee, maybe we want to protect our borders, they say, oh, you're going to go to the next Holocaust or whatever. But Alfred, how do we, what's going on with that?
Yeah.
What's your observation?
Well, first of all, whatever they present in the lamestream media and the Jewish media, Don't believe it. They hype the numbers in their favor. If they say there was a million, there might have been, if it's even 100,000, which I'd even doubt that. But then there will be all, they will recruit people from everywhere and have them bust in. Like they spend huge amounts of money to get these people to go there. The Antifas, they get paid an hourly wage to go and protest. So you got a lot of losers, real losers, and that's their job basically. Is they sign up to go on these protests because they get paid for it. You see, and then so they outlaw us to say this, to speak the truth, and they will pay these losers of society, the sludge of society, to protest against anybody. To protest in favor of their agenda. So that's what we're seeing a lot of.
That's interesting. That kind of reminds me, there were protests going on a few years ago where George Soros was funding all these Antifas and bussing them in. So I guess that's the same kind of thing going on there. But at the same time, I what you said earlier too, it rings so true that Germany was at the center of the sort of the mass in like just the terrible indoctrination. Like they were beaten down in more than just a physical sense. They were so beaten down in the psychological warfare sense that there are still like so many Germans who are just so self-hating. We have to basically be ashamed forever for all our crimes of the past. Yeah. And you just keep seeing that. Yeah, go ahead.
This business model was so successful with the Germans in the divide and conquer of the European peoples. Then they decided to expand the business model to include all whites and have all the other races beat down on all the other races beat down on the whites the same as the other Europeans were beating down on the Germans. It worked so well. And it always feels good when you are told you are the good guy and you get benefits by beating on one of your neighbors, okay? That's worked so well for dozens of, for many, many years since 45, basically. And Germany was just the biggest, overthrow of a people kind of thing, robbery. And now they're doing that to the entire white race. And if the white race goes down, well, who are they going to do it to after that? But we are not going to go down. We are going to deal with this. I mean, and that's why, like Nancy was saying, people are waking up now in droves. Yes, and they're not going to go back to sleep. Once they wake up and they see all the other stuff that's how they've been cheated and what's been done to us, that will trigger a rage the likes of which this planet has never seen before, okay? And another question, just one last question is, how much energy does it take to blow off the top of a volcano? Precisely the amount required to blow it off. And the magma, the rage of our people waking up is now growing, and they are trying to stop it, but they cannot. The more they try to stop it, the more furious will be the explosion, but it is game over. The lies are over. These are laws of nature that are now coming into play. And by God, I wouldn't want to be on the other side of us. Like, we are going to win this.
Quick question, Brother Alfred. Just one quick question, or Monica can answer. What will be, going back to the KGB agent, I won't try to pronounce his name, but he said that we're the only thing that would wake these people up if they'd been brainwashed, I'll get to the why he said it. He said would be the combat boot in the balls. Once you got that to wake people, what's going to be the combat of the combat boot in the balls of our people that wakes them up and finally gets everybody galvanized? Alfred, sisters, Monica, Nancy, whichever one y'all would like to answer. How about you, Nancy? Go first.
I always think it goes back to economics.
And I'll say the COVID shot, the death shot. Yes. How about you, Alfred?
Yeah. It's everything. The COVID shot combined with what they're seeing now in Gaza, so they cannot no longer pretend they're the good guys, And then everything else falls into place. See this. How you can't connect the problem and the solution. This is now, it's all connecting. All the dots are coming together.
You know, something about I agree. The dots are being connected. And interestingly, so many people who have woken up about the clot shot, the jubonic Jew-Jab clot shot, from the COVID thing, they have now, they're even connecting the dots to see that all the vaccinations all through history were bad right from the get-go. You see, and this is something that is relatively recent, but if you read and read in the documentation, there have been people opposed to vaccinations right from the get-go, but they suppress that. They always suppress that so that we have all our lives thought, oh yes, it's just the greatest medical breakthrough ever until now. So anyway, but to connect back to what you asked, Eddie, that's part of the boot, I think, but there's so many things now that the open borders, the Memphrica stories, like what you told, those are happening everywhere. There's the no-go zones in so many parts of Europe, Europeans, great cities. It's everywhere. Yeah. Now in Canada, we have this UNDRIP thing. Oh, we didn't even get into this, but I will next week maybe, but the United Nations for the Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. And I'm telling you, this is a whole nother thing. That basically they're dispossessing us of our lands with these kinds of things. This is going full force. And this is where we come right back to the point that Alfred has made and Nancy too, like just engage the system, because it's not going to get better or go away if we do not engage, if everybody doesn't step up, do something. And it's going to be different for everybody. Not everybody has to do the same thing, but engage the system. The time is now. That's my little pep talk, and I'll be quiet now.
Well, Brother Schaefer, well, that's excellent, Sister Monica. Brother Schaefer, do we have another galvanizer out there? Is there another Führer, another Adolf Hitler out there that could come on the world stage to galvanize our people and make us an irresistible force? Do you see anybody on the world stage now, Brother Alfred?
Well, I believe that out of the people who are coming out and around, that's where they will be coming from. There will be people coming onto the stage that we don't know yet. We haven't seen them yet, but they will be coming in droves, okay? Because this is a golden age of opportunity, and where nature abhors a vacuum, okay? And this vacuum that is now being created by the awakening and the loss of power of these parasites, this will be filled. Like the galvanizing figures will be coming up all over the place.
That's excellent. How about you, Sister Monica? Do you see anybody right now on the world stage, or is it like Brother Offer said, there's going to be people coming up that we can't even see right now? Do you know anybody
I mean there are actually so many political prisoners right now, and I could name them all or name none of them. Leslie Borey in Canada comes to mind. I'm telling you, this guy, he's just full of great ideas and whatnot, but he's locked up right now. And then there's so many folks doing excellent podcasts and websites. There's this Logos Revealed fellow who, they're just brilliant young people. But you know what? There are so many people coming out of the woodwork. I learn about new people just about every day that I hadn't heard of before that are doing great work. So I think, I don't know if there's going to be this one individual or whatever, but I think that everybody has to step up. So I'll pass it over to Nancy if she has some comments on that.
I have a comment on that, because Eddie, I think that Eddie will be our next emperor.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, right. I can't even remember
Eddie,
names.
It's up to you.
I can't even remember names. I could drop napalm. But
I was going to ask you what question I was going to ask you. Because I can't, I was going to ask you a very pertinent question.
It's because your head swole up and you're the next emperor, so, you know.
That's right. That's right. Well, I'll make this statement. We're about to run out of time, but this is the way I look at it, and we'll probably catch hell for this. It's my true belief, as long as there's one Jew left on planet Earth, Gentiles, white people, Christians will never be safe. People, been listening to a Brother Alfred Schaefer, who just got out of prison. What an honor for him to come on Blood River Radio, along with other former prisoner, a political prisoner, a prolific Holocaust denier, nonetheless, Monica Schaefer, and another prolific Holocaust denier, Nancy DeBellcow. People, hang on your seats. We're going to transfer to the third hour. The bell tower is going to be in here with Mark Hovey. Be right back, folks. Hang on your seats.